Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, John, I briefed you on a little bit of this, but my phone was just blowing up.
Oh, just at the break there.
Yeah.
Yes. Do explain.
So, we have a catio. Hi.
We know.
Oh, you do.
Hi. You guys have listened before. And we love the catio because it lets our cat go outside without, you know, getting hit by a car or getting in a fight with a bigger animal and getting injured or killed or anything. May have just found one of the drawbacks to the catio because I have 15 text messages from my wife.
Oh my gosh. 15 text messages.
Freaking out.
Initially, I would be like, what is wrong? Did you get in a car wreck? Did somebody invade the house?
Well, sort of. On the second one, she is on our front porch, refusing to go back in.
Oh, she's currently on the front porch.
Because Roomba, our cat, brought in, at first she said a mouse, and now she's saying a rat from the catio into our home.
Is it dead, gutted? Did the Roomba kill it? So,
I don't know.
Okay, ask her to compare it to a can of Diet Coke.
Because there's
a big difference in a mouse or a rat.
A rat is a big rodent.
Oh yeah, size matters.
A mouse would probably be pretty small.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you lift it by its tail.
Look, if it's dead, it's easy. I'll just go home and we'll pitch it. But if it's like still kind of alive / loose in the house, she's not going to go back in. So I go, well, I'm still here for another hour.
Roomba will kill it. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
If it's still alive.
Yeah. I mean, if this is the killer animal that you have described to us.
Well, this one had to come into his domain. So he had to play a little hidden and then pounce.
Did he invoke the castle doctrine?
What's the castle
doctrine? Right, yes. Hey, you're in my house.
Oh, yeah.
I get to kill you.
That's absolutely what he did.
He's probably proud of his kill.
Oh, that's the thing. That's what she said. He comes up all proud, presenting it to you. Here you go.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you proud of me? And her reaction is to run frightened out of the house.
As this mouse or rat is in its mouth, was its leg still flailing away?
Well, he's brought a mouse in before, and like an actual mouse, and it was still flailing, and you just scoop it and throw it in a garbage bag and throw it away.
Uh-huh. Do you have a shovel for this?
Yeah, I have a shovel. I'll get it on the way in.
Well, I mean, she could use a shovel.
She's not going to do this.
No.
It's dead and she can't pick it up.
I don't know if it's dead.
It has to
clarify.
There's
is
no
it
way.
Dead? No, he's brought him in before, not dead.
I understand where she's coming
just maimed.
From. Like, if it was dead, I still would not be able to pick it up. Scoop it up, pick
really?
It up. No. I would not be scared to go back in the house. I would go back in the house, but it would be there until Colin got home. And then he could scoop it up.
So we had a bat in our house one time.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it was in the basement, and I saw it hanging there on the wall. And I used a coffee can and trapped it up against the wall and then slid cardboard. And I took it out. Holding it together like that and let it loose. And you won't pick up a dead mouse?
I can't even. I scream. I let out a verbal scream when I vacuum a spider. Like, I cannot.
Really?
Yes. Like, I do not like rodents, bugs, or things of the sort. Birds. We had a dead bird. You know, a bird flew into the window, died right there on our front porch, and it would have been there forever had not been for Colin. Like, I couldn't even go out there with a shovel and scoop it up.
Really?
I mean, if it was only me and I with the kids, of course I would have to do
You'd
it.
You'd have to, yes.
But
I got the solution.
Yeah.
Call Cindy Stone and have her come.
Yes! That is it!
Get her on speed dial.
Now, there's a big difference, obviously, between a mouse and a rat.
Well, there is a difference.
Clearly, there's a big difference. Yes, so, and I've had some experience with both, and the rats they're way nastier, in so many different ways. But just in terms of disgusting, rats are much more disgusting. The mice they're quick, they're elusive, They're hard to catch. And really, the only way to catch it at that point is to set a mouse trap.
Yeah.
And then you wait for the little, you know, spring to get sprung, and you hear it. You're like, I got him.
So this is currently unfolding right now at my house. The text was bigger than the mini can of Coke. That doesn't really help us out.
That's pretty big, though. I mean, I think of a mouse as
still being a mouse.
I think it's a mouse. If it's not as big as a can of Coke, then
it's a mouse.
It's a mouse.
I said, is it dead? And she said, I don't know. Because, again, she's not going in the house.
Can she look in the window to see where it was?
These are things she could do, yes. These are the updates I have.
So what's the plan for her now? Is she just going to get in the car? Are her keys inside?
I feel like Heather with the news right now. I don't have the answers to the questions you're asking.
She's stuck on the porch.
She's going to wait for Jim to come home to kill the mouse.
Yes, and then I'll have to deal with whatever situation we currently have ourselves in. Okay. All right, let's get to Joe in Allen Park. Joe, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I build catios, and I built the catio for my cats. And I came home the other day after golf, and there was a dead bird in my basement floor. And so I put it in a box, picked it up, and looks around the basement, and there is bird blood splatter all on the walls in the basement, which the cat had brought in. The bird was probably flying around, injured, and just making a mess of my basement.
Oh.
And then I came home last night, and I heard a little chirping outside the window, the cat door. And one of my cats comes in with a little baby bird in his mouth that I had to extract from and bring it back outside.
So let's back up to the beginning of this conversation. You're a catio contractor?
Yeah, it started as a side hustle that I just built a catio at my house, posted pictures online, Facebook and whatnot. And then a gal that my wife knows on Facebook made a post earlier this year and said, hey, does anyone know anyone who builds catios? My wife responded, made a post, hey, my husband built this for us last summer, and our cats love it. She's like, oh my God, is he available for hire? And so I said, I'll go out there, give her a quote. And she wanted like her full back porch enclosed.
Oh, wow.
And gave her a quote, and it was a big, huge job.
Wow.
Like $4,000 or $5,000 for a catio. But she absolutely loved it, post that. More people said, you know, hey, so I just kept me busy ever since.
Referrals.
Wow.
Kept you going. People mocking my catio. It's full-time business for this guy.
What's the wait list for a catio?
Well, this time of year, I'm sure it's, you know.
It's probably, we found the only dude that does it.
Right.
Did you have a guy or did you build it yourself?
We bought like basically a pre-
You bought like a kit.
Why don't you assemble it?
You went to the IKEA cat
the
store.
Equivalent. Yes. Yeah. Quick ticket text on this. We'll come get it. Signed, Lafayette, Coney Island.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.